رب اشرح صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How's everybody doing? Good, alhamdulillah. All right. I know people are in the Kahoot, so it might be difficult to type as we are playing. So I'm going to start the game now, inshallah. Let's go. Pronouns. All right. All pronouns are marfu'. True or false? All pronouns are marfu', or true or false? What do you think, people? The correct answer is false, because we have pronouns that are attached pronouns. We have pronouns that are attached pronouns. They are not marfu'. So if I go back to the textbook here and show you something at the very bottom here. There, right? So as an example, this table, we have the pronouns that are marfu' and the pronouns that are mansub and majroor. The marfu' pronouns are standalone pronouns. These are not connected to a word and are a word by themselves. The attached pronouns are the ones that are they come at the end of the word. They are the ones that are mansub or majroor. Okay, and we discussed that if the pronoun is attached to a harf jar, that is a ism majroor. No problem, Sister Shamla. Jazakallah khair. Welcome back. And if it is attached to an ism, it is a mudaf ilayhi. Okay, those are the things we discussed last time. We'll review them again this time as well. Also, by the way, if you've emailed me, I haven't responded to your email. It's because I haven't gotten around to my emails yet. Don't you worry, inshallah. Tonight, I will reply to all emails. Okay. Next question. Attached pronouns are attached to the end of the words. True or false? That is true, alhamdulillah. That's why we call them attached, because they are attached to the end of the words. Okay. Next question. Attached pronouns can only come attached to isms. True or false? Attached pronouns can only come attached to isms. That is false, because as we saw last time, you had attached pronoun attaching to a harf jar, and as we'll see today, we saw a little bit of that last time, but as we'll see today, attached pronouns attaching themselves to isms. Here they are coming attached to harf jar. In this case, in our notes here, they can attach to all three types of words: ism, fi'l, and harf. The fi'l we haven't done yet, but the ism, we've seen a few examples. Today we'll see more. Harf, we saw plenty of examples last class. All right. What is the meaning of minhu? From her, from him, from them female. Min who is from him. Min who is from him. Min is a harf jar. Who is my ism majroor. Okay. That is something we have talked about previously when we studied min who. And it said this ism majroor who. It's majroor. It's singular. It's masculine. It's definite. We did all that, and this is how attached pronouns come attached to حرف جر. Okay, next one. What is the meaning of منها? From her, from him, from them female. منها. منها correctly, as you've said, from her. Very good. All right. What is the meaning of منهم? From her, from him, from them, female, from them, male. From them, very nice. What is the meaning of minhunna? From her, from him, from them female. And the correct answer, from them female, mashallah, minhunna. All right. What is the meaning of minhuma? From them both or from you both? From them both. Very good. What is the meaning of minkuma? From you both or from them both? Ah, mashallah, very good. From you both. Good job. What is the meaning of minka? From you female, from you all female. Minka is from you, right? Minka is from you. All right, next one. What is the meaning of minki? From you female, not from you all. What is the meaning of minkum? That's the one, from you all, alhamdulillah. And lastly, what is the meaning of minkunna? Minkunna. So just adjusting light there. Yes, much better. Alhamdulillah. Yes, indeed. It is a meaning from you all female. MashaAllah. Great job. All right. How do you say from me in Arabic? Minni, minna. Minni. Correct. And then finally, how do you say from us in Arabic? Minna. Maybe somebody selected the blue because they thought it's going to be Minna there. Got you there. Minna. MashaAllah. Last question. How do we say we in Arabic? Ana, huma, nahnu, antuma. The correct answer is nahnu. MashaAllah. All right. MashaAllah. Let's see. What is the results? Sister Umziyad, mashallah, third place. Sister MJ, second place and first place. Very narrow victory, just 20 points. Sister Hidayah, 20 points and change, huh? Wow, that is very good. MashaAllah, great job, everybody. Jazakumullahu khairan. Okay, alhamdulillah, that is that. Let us now proceed to our study of the pronouns again, right? So what we had done was we had looked at, it was very close, mashallah. We had looked at attached pronouns and now how they attach, right? We saw them attaching to harf jar, okay? Plenty of examples of them attaching to harf jar. Alayhi, alayhima, alayhim, alayha. We saw how lahu, lahuma, lahum, laha, right? All of these things we saw plenty of examples of. Min, fi, li, all the harf jar really that we needed to cover, we covered. Now, we are going to cover what happens when the attached pronoun attaches to an ism. And in that case, it turns out to be mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Okay? It turns out to be mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Alright? So, we'll write this first. When a pronoun attaches to an ism, it is automatically what? Automatically, mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Okay? Automatically. How do you say, how do you say book in Arabic? How do you say book in Arabic? You've seen some examples of that, right? Okay. That's the word for book is kitab. Okay? Kitabun, if you want to make it marfu'. Okay? Let's make a kitabun, shall we? And we can make this a book. Yes or no? Now, if I wanted to say his book. His book. What I would do is, in Arabic, I would do the following steps. Number one, remove tanween from the ism. This becomes kita. What would it become now? Kita bu, right? And number two, attach the correct pronoun. What's the correct pronoun here? Hu. Kita bu hu. Make sense? This word kitabuhu, it is mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. What is my mudaf? My mudaf is the word kitabu, right? Kitabu. My mudaf ilayhi is what? Is the pronoun who, isn't it? Is the pronoun who? Yes or no, people? Sorry, Brother Musa, I don't understand. Look at the word kitab, right? Not buhu, no. Okay. Not the ba. Okay. The attached pronoun, this is a good question. You have kaf, this is your root one. You have ta, which is your root two. And you have your ba, which is your root letter three. All right? The root letters for kitab is kaf, ta, and ba. Is that point clear to everybody? Like how R1 is kaf, ta, and ba. Right? Brother Musa, is that clear? Now, the attached pronoun. This is actually a good note we'll add to our notes here. Okay? So the attached pronoun after R3. After R3. Let's actually say this. Let's leave it like that and say, let's make a note. Note, generally the pronoun, the attached pronoun comes right after R3, or just comes after R3. Let's put it this way, okay? Attached pronouns comes after R3. Here, our ba has is our R3. So that would end up being our attached pronoun after it. Okay? Make sense? Inshallah. All right. Let's take another example, right? You would say, well, you could ask the question, how is this mudaf and mudaf ilayhi without of, right? You could ask that question. Well, how is it mudaf mudaf ilayhi without of? Any answers to that? Ah, very good. His book, you could kind of understand it to be book of his. Book of his. It's really, like, you know, weird way of saying it. But if you really wanted to look for the off is kind of there. But I think you don't really need to worry about having off in the middle here, book of his. I think just saying his book should be sufficient, right? It depends on the English translation, what makes sense, absolutely, right? It's very much dependent on that as well. Okay? Make sense? Okay, excellent. We were looking at Surah... Mulk. Okay, you're looking at Surah Mulk, and what we had looked at was what was the word we were looking at? Sorry, Okay, Rabbahum. The word we were looking at was Rabbahum. Okay, let's continue to explore a couple of points here, okay, when it comes to attached pronouns. Let us first try to, for the word kitab, okay, let's try our best to attach all the pronouns to it. Okay? Let's try that to attach all the pronouns to it. So I wanted to say, his book, my two steps are this. Let me split this. I'll put my two steps here. Right? All right. Very good. Now, I want to say his book, right? That's Kitabuhu. Now I want to say both of theirs book. Okay? Both of theirs book. How would I say that? I take both of them. So I take kitab, I remove the tanween. It becomes kitabu. Both of them is kitabu huma. Very good. Kitabu huma. Very nice. Okay. I want to say now their book. Their book. That would be kitabu hum. Do you want me to put up the pronouns here instead of this? Remove the mean and attach correct pronoun? The pronouns as they come attached? Just to make it easier? Yeah, okay. How about I put the like this? Yeah, that makes sense. Attach pronouns as they come attached to our friend's the harf jar. Okay, all right. Kitabuhum, her book. Kitabuha. Okay, let's finish this. Their book female would be Kitabuhunna. Kitabuhunna. Okay, so let me ask you. Kitabuhu means what? His book. Kitabuhuma. Kitabuhuma. Them both book. Both of theirs book. Right? Both of theirs book. Okay? Kitabuhum. Their book. Their book. Kitabuha. Her book. Excellent. Kitabuhunna. Kitabuhunna. Their book. Feminine. Correct? Do you all get it now? All right. Now I want to say your book. What do I say? Kitabu ka. No, yours. Yours is ka. Correct? Your. If it's female, I'll tell you your female. But if I say your, I'm just meaning you as in the masculine. Okay? Both of yours book. Kitabu Kitabukuma. That's excellent. Not kitabukunna. Kitabu kuma. Very good. Your book. Masculine, plural. Kitabukum. Awesome. Mashallah. Kitabukum. Great job. Both of your book, Kitabukuma, that's there, inshallah. Your book female. Your book female. Kitabuki. Okay, very good. People, are you with me? I don't know. All right. And finally, your book for the feminine, for the females, for the plural. All of you females' book. Kitabukunna. Right? Okay. Kitabuka means... your book. Okay. Kitabukuma. You can just write the pronoun if you don't want to type so much. Kitabukuma. Not there. Both of yours, right? Kitabukuma, both of yours. It's okay. Kitabukum. Kitabukum. You all. How is there? There would be home. Kum is yours, right? Kum is yours. Kitabuki, your book. Your book. Kitabuki, female. Kitabukunna. You all's book, female. Very good. All right. My book. This is a tricky one. I'll write it for you. Kitabi. Kitabi. The ya has a sukun. Kitabi, the ya has a sukun. We'll explain kitabi in a second, okay? And then our book. Kitabuna. Kitabuna. Okay. Are you with me, people? Are we going too slow, too fast, just right? Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay. If I'm going too fast or too slow, you tell me. All right? It's fine. Like, because again, I can't see your faces. Usually I can judge by like the expression in the class to see if I'm going too fast or too slow. But here I don't have that opportunity. So you have to tell me. And it's okay. There's no problem, inshallah. Don't feel shy. Okay, don't feel like embarrassed or something. Don't worry, Shamda, you're doing very good, alhamdulillah. All right, we're going to make some notes. I'm going to have some notes about Kitab B. Okay. We're also going to see some examples of Rabb. Okay, Rabb is a word that comes a lot in the Quran. So we're going to practice that as well. Okay. Okay, so notes about Kitabi. Firstly, if I was when a pronoun attaches to an ism, what do we get? Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi, right? Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Correct? All right. I have the word, which I can't type right now. Kitabuka, your book. Correct? Your book. You can even say, book of yours, but it doesn't matter. What's my mudaf? My mudaf is the ism kitabu. What is the status of kitabu? Marfu. What is the number? Singular. What is the gender? Masculine. What is the type? How can you say definite or indefinite? Could you like maybe defend yourself or defend your answer? No al. Okay. No al. Okay. Anybody else? Excellent. Mudaf can never have al anyway, so you cannot judge its type by having al or no al. It has to match the type of the mudaf ilayhi. Right? It has to match the type of the mudaf ilayhi. But let's look at the mudaf ilayhi. Mudaf ilayhi is what? Who? Okay, what's the status of mudaf ilayhi who? Status first. Status of mudaf ilayhi is, how can it be marfu if it's mudaf ilayhi? Mudaf ilayhi is always what's the status of mudaf ilayhi? Mudaf ilayhi is always majroor. Always majroor. Okay? Well, this is dhamma here, so this is why it's marfoor. Is that something that we is that okay to say that? The dhamma on who? No. Pronouns are isms. They have the four properties, but unlike the isms, their status is not determined by the tashkil. Okay? People, for pronouns, get it out of your head that if it's a dhamma, it's marfu', if it's a fatha, it's mansub. Throw that out for pronouns. Okay? Their status is not determined by the tashkil. How is it determined? It is determined by the kind of pronoun. It's determined by the kind of pronoun. The kind of pronoun is what? The kind of pronoun is whether it is standalone, a word by itself, or whether it is attached. If it is standalone, a word by itself, it is marfu'. If it's attached, it is what? Mansub or majrur. Now, which of mansub and majrur is this going to be? Is going to be majrur. Why do you think that's Sir Umziad? Mudaf ilayhi must be majrur. Right? Mudaf ilayhi must be majrur. It's okay, Sir Shamila. If you missed the lesson, it's fine. We're going to try to catch up right now. Okay? It's number. Oh, this should be ka, sorry. This should be ka. Because we say your book, right? Its number is... singular. Okay. Its number is singular. Its gender is... masculine. Its type is... definite or indefinite? Ka. How do you know? How do we know? All pronouns are definite. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. That is something we spoke about here. All pronouns are always definite. Remember in this table I said there's no indefinite pronoun. There's just no possibility of it. Always definite, always definite. Correct? Now, tell me, what is my mudaf? Definite or indefinite? My mudaf is definite. Alhamdulillah. All right? Is that clear, people? Yes or no? Let's try another example. Kitabuhunna. Okay. How does kitabuhunna mean? Kitabuhunna means their book. Their book, feminine. Okay? My mudaf is kitabu. My mudaf ilayhi is unna. Correct? Alright. Help me out with the properties here, people. Kitabu. Status. Marfu'. Number. Singular. Gender, masculine, type. We sure definite? Yes, right? Now, you can kind of say that every time you have a pronoun attached to an ism, mudaf, mudaf ilayhi, that ism is going to be definite, always. Because our mudaf ilayhi is the pronoun which is always definite. Do you agree with that? Right? Okay. What's the status of hunna? Hunna is majrur. Sorry, I don't like calling like people by name, but I want to make sure that people are staying with me here. So Shamila, are you with me, right? Alhamdulillah. So far so good. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Number of hunna. Number of hunna is... you're typing one because that's your habit. It's the plural, right? Yay. It is the plural. It's gender. I'm trying to mix it up here today for you all. Gender is feminine. Yay. And its type is... is definite. Okay? So that is their book, feminine. Okay? Now, I had actually put this under Kitabi. We didn't get to Kitabi just yet, did we? We didn't get to Kitabi yet. Okay. Now, I'm going to write Kitabi. You ready for this? What does Kitabi mean? Kitabi means my book. Okay. How many units of pronunciation after like the B part? How much is it? It's two. Very good. Right? So kasra followed by a ya with a sukun. That's two. I'm glad you are able to find that for me. Okay. Now, here is something I'll tell you. Are you ready for this? Okay. You know it's something bizarre when I am like saying that much, huh? Okay. So, do you remember? Do you remember when we were doing harf jar? He said, min hu, min was the harf jar. Who is the, what is who? It's a majrur, right? Great. Him. Excellent. Thank you. Okay. And we had identified its status and everything. Then we had the word minni. Minni. We added the ya there. Okay? Remember then we studied fi. And instead of being fi hu, it was fi fihi. Why did we change it to fihi, not fi hu? Do you remember the reasoning? Sounds better? Excellent. I like that. Okay. That's the reasoning that we had written. Did I remember writing this here? I wrote it somewhere. Ah, right there. Who and he are the same pronoun. Meaning is no different. Why? For the ease of pronunciation. Remember that? Let me show you again in the textbook. When we had the table of pronouns, we have these two ones, who and he. It's not that who is majrur and he is mansub, or huma is mansub and hima is majrur. No. They're the exact same pronoun. Exactly the same status. Everything exactly the same. It's just the way it's pronounced. Meaning is the same, status is the same, everything is the same. Now, here is the reason why they pronounce it as such. There's a reason why they make it he. The reason is the letter ya. What's the letter? The letter ya. The letter ya in Arabic is a troublemaker. Okay? And what it does is it actually affects the pronunciation of the word after it. So where we had minhu, we had fihi, or we have fihi, and fihima, and fihim. Ha doesn't change, but hunna became fihinna. Do you see that? Similarly, ala, when you attach the pronoun to ala, the little alif changes to a ya. Remember that? We spoke about all of this, right? Ala was 2 units of pronunciation. Alay was 1 unit of pronunciation. But now this is a ya. What happens when you have ya? The letter after here ends up taking a kasra. So it's not alayhu, it is alayhi. Alayhima. Alayhim. Ha remains as this, it doesn't change. And then alayhinna. Do you see that pattern, people? The pattern is it somewhat somewhat there? I'll write this out. Okay. Note how the ya affects the tashkil of the pronoun after it. How so? We have fi hu. No, we don't like fi hu. Fi hu becomes fihi. Alay fihi. I can write this all here for you. Maybe fi hima. Not huma. Fi him, etc. Correct? Even for alay, does not change this, affects the shkil. Not the status. Is ya part of the pronoun, Sister Hidayah? What do you think? Or is ya part of the harf jar? What do you think? The ya is part of the harf jar, fi, right? The harf jar is fi. The pronoun is just he, hima, right? Likewise for alay, he. Notice that? Alay him. Alay hinna. Are you with me, people? The pronoun is fi. The harjar is fi. The pronoun is he. The harjar is fi. The pronoun is hima. So on and so forth. The status of the pronoun is not changed. The tashkil is changed. All right. Now we have established that. Yes, Sister Hila, it will. Are you okay with that? Yay. Now we've established this. We return to kitabi, my book. What's my mudaf? Kitabi. My mudaf is kitabi, right? And my mudaf ilayhi is what, people? Not ni with harith. Ya with the sukoon. Not B either. It's okay. If you, this is, like I told you, this is the tough one. That's why we spent a lot of time building up to it. Right? Oh no, it's not, you will laugh. All right. Now are you ready for something? Firstly, do you see this? Do you see what we got here? Right? Kitabi. Bi. Because the ba is part of the root, right? That's R3, in fact. The pronoun is ya. The ni pronoun, generally speaking, is for when it's mansub. We haven't done mansub yet. It comes with a fair. Comes with a fair. We haven't done that one yet, right? Have you done fi'l study yet? Only patterns, but no fi'l study, right? This will come, by the hadith, when we study fi'l, okay? Right now, our pronoun is this ya. Now we come to the fun part. What is the status? This is tricky, so I'll tell you. Don't be deceived by the kasra. The status here is going to be marfu', or it could be mansub, or it could be majrur. They look the same in all cases. How would you know it is marfu' or mansub or majrur? How would you know that? There's not three of them at once. It's only one of three. You would know that if this is mubtada, then you would know it is marfu'. Or it was ism majrur, you would know it is majrur. Or if it was something we haven't done yet, maf'ul bihi, then you would know it was mansub. Its status is determined by its role, not by its tashkil. Because the tashkil is this kasra there because it's majrur? Is this kasra here because it's majrur? No, the kasra is here because of the ya. Because of the ya, this is important. I'll write this, okay? The kasra on ba is not because of its status. The kasra on ba is due to the what, people? The ya with the sukoon. Is this part okay, people? Are you with me? As such, we can't, it's always a kasra. Whether it is marfu' or mansub or majroor. It's always a kasra. If I was to say, for example, my book is green. Okay, my book is green. Okay, literally. Correct? Here, my book is what? My book is mubtada, marfu', right? If I was to say, in this case, it will be marfu'. Is mubtada before is? Do you remember that, people, that before is the mubtada? If I was to say, in my book, this would be what? Majroor. Majroor. As, and I can even write this, fi kitabi, right? Fi kitabi. This would be what? Majroor. As it is what? Ism majroor, correct? As kitabi, kitab is ism majroor. Folks, are you following? This is a tricky one. This, by the way, is a whole category of isms that we will study in semester 2. The isms whose status you cannot tell due to its tashkil. Hey, I'll write this. This is a category of isms that we will study in semester 2. Isms whose status cannot be determined by the tashkil on R3 or any tashkil. I know, Sister Daya, but we're slowly slowly peeling them off, right? I didn't just, you know, drop this on you. Okay. Its status right now we cannot determine. Its number, of course, is still kitabi. Its number is still one. Its gender is still masculine. Its type is still definite. Right? Okay. And the mudaf ilayhi, same thing, right? Its status is, can I tell the status? The ya with the sukun? Definitely I can tell the status because it is mudaf ilayhi. So it will be majroor. And it's kitabi, my book, so it's singular. Gender could be what? Right? Masculine or feminine. If I'm saying it, it'll be masculine, kitabi. If, say, Sister Umziyat said it, it will be feminine, right? It depends on who's saying it. Make sense? And finally, of course, it is definite. Okay, so this is a very important moment in our course where we finally venture into a point where our ism, its status, cannot be determined by its tashkil. Okay, and this is a really weird concept because it kind of goes away, it goes against all the things we have learned. But this is how the language is, folks, right? Like, I don't have control over it. Okay, I'll show you an example of this. We did this in Surah Mulk. You don't even realize it because I didn't point it out. Okay, this word, ad-dunya, right? Ad-dunya, for example, is a word that is status you cannot tell by looking at its tashkil. Okay, when it is marfu', it looks like this. When it is mansub, it looks like dunya. When it is majroor, it looks like dunya. Okay, this is just the way the language is, and we're trying to learn it slowly but surely. Make sense? Here is our first example of it, kitabi. Okay, I had to revisit Mutal and Khabar. I think we'll do that on next week because I want to give you a chance to do something. Okay, I want to write down some examples of Rab, and I also want to do two together. Okay, I'll call it that. Okay, here is an activity, people. Firstly, are you okay? Everybody is still breathing, right? Yes or no? Yay, alhamdulillah. Okay. What is the word? What does the word Rab mean? What does the word Rab mean? It means Lord. Okay. Its marfu' status is what? If you were to make it marfu', it's going to be Rab. Bun, right? Let's make it with the tanween. Okay? Make sense? Rabbun. Its mansub version is going to be Rabban. And its majroor version would be Rabbin. I could make it al. And then it will be Ar-Rab. Bu, right? And then you have Ar-Rab Ba, and I have Ar-Rab B, right? That's so far so good. What are the root letters? R1 is what? Ra. R2 is Ba, and R3 is Ba as well. Okay, this is a word where R2 and R3 is the same, right? Okay, now the reason why I'm picking up this word and using it for our purposes here is because this word is like one of the most frequent words in the Quran, right? If I was to go to Quran corpus, right? And if I was to look at, lemma frequency, right? So min is like our number one word in the Quran, min. Fi is number three. Allah is, of course, number two. Fi is number three. Okay, so these three, we've done quite a bit of work with them, right, already? Ala. And then look, the ism that comes here after a whole bunch of these harfs and this Allah ism, that was the word Allah, and Alladhi is Rabb. Right? It is in fact one of the most frequently used words in the Quran, Rabb. Okay, have you seen those 80% of the Quran vocabulary charts? Or have you heard of them? Right? Okay, it's like a thing some people do. They're like, oh, here's a list of words. And if you know them, you know the 80% of the words of the Quran, right? Sounds great in like theory. Like, wow, just I know these and all of a sudden 80% of the words in the Quran I know. Well, little do you know that how these words change with pronouns. And how pronouns come and affect fi. Right? But still, the idea is novel, that we try to look at words that come a lot in the Quran and try to, practice our grammar rules on them so that when they come in the Quran, you're able to spot them hopefully easier. Right? So that's why we're going to pick this word, Rabb. Okay, and here is the activity that I have for you that I'll give you a few minutes to do just so that you have the opportunity to process it nicely. Okay, write out the following in status marfu', mansub, and majroor. This is a very thorough activity, okay? You're like, no, why did I come to the live class? Because you came to learn, mashallah, and you'll be learning it really well. So I should have just watched the recording. don't worry. Okay? What we're going to do is we're going to write the following. His Lord, her Lord, your Lord, feminine. Okay? In all three statuses. Okay? I'll give you a minute, or maybe I'll give you a couple of minutes to do that. Okay? Are you with me, people? Are you up for it? Are you up for it? Again, the idea is you want to learn, right? So that's why, mashallah, we're doing this. Okay? I have all these timers. Let me delete a bunch of them. Let's add a timer perhaps for 2 minutes. All right. Yalla. Tafaddalu. Go ahead. All right. And you don't have to write in Arabic. You can transliterate if you like. Transliterate like, R-A-B-B, like that. All right. Jazakumullah khairan. All right, people. Ready? So first marfu. Okay. First the marfu versions of this. Okay. How would I write marfu? His Lord. Rab. I take the word Rabbun, I remove the tanmeen. Rabbu. And then I add the appropriate pronoun who. Excellent. Rabbu, who, his Lord. Her Lord. Rabbu. Ha. Amazing, sisters. Ziyad, mashallah. Abu. Ha. Your Lord. Rabbu. Ka, Jamil. Your Lord female. Rabbu. Rabbu. Ki. Right? Here, my mudaf is marfu', isn't it? Rabbu, 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 Rabbu. How about if it was mansub? His Lord. Rabbahu. Rabbahu. Her Lord, sorry. Rabbaha. Amazing. Your Lord. Rabbaka. Your Lord female. Rabbu. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Rabba ki. Rabba ki. The majrur. What do I do with majrur, people? Rabbi. Rabbi who or Rabbi? He. Rabbi he. Why? Just now here, there's no ya here, but the sound Rabbi he is a little bit, as you can see, similar sounding. Okay? Her Lord. Rabbi. Rabbiha, amazing. Rabbiha. Her, your Lord. Rabbika. And then you have Rabbi. Rabbi. Ki. Rabbiki. You with me, people? Let's look at some examples, shall we? Let's look at the example of Rab. Rabbika, right? Al-haqqu min rabbika. Al-haqqu min rabbika. You see that? Status of rabbi is majrur. Very good. Let's look at an example. Al-haqqu min rabbika means the truth is from your Lord. MashaAllah. فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. So never be among the doubters. It's a very beautiful ayah of the Quran. Allah is telling the Prophet ﷺ, don't doubt ever. Okay? رَبِّكِ قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكِ لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. He said, I am only the messenger of your feminine Lord to give you female, new female, news of a pure boy. You see that? إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكِ. This is your, right? Feminine. The ahaba laki, your feminine. Right? Let's look at this word. Rasulu rabbiki. Rasulu. So let's look at the whole thing. Ana. Ana means what? I, right? Ana is I. Very good. Rasulu. What does Rasulu mean? The messenger. Is it mudaf? There's no tanween here. Remember? If there's no tanween, there's one of three reasons. Al mudaf, mudaf ilayhi, or it's the one of the words like masabih. Remember we did that in the tutorial? Okay. Here, no tanween. What is the reason? Is there al here? No al. So this is going to be mudaf. Is the word after mudaf ilayhi? Is it majroor? Is this majroor? Rabbi? It is definitely majroor. Mudaf ilayhi. Is this also a mudaf? It is also mudaf, Rabbi. Because the key is attached pronoun. And when attached pronoun attaches to an ism, it is a mudaf. Ilayhi. You see that? That's pretty cool, right? Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. This is also mudaf, plays two roles. And then key is mudaf ilayhi. I am the messenger of the Lord of you. Innama ana rasulu rabbiki. The messenger of the Lord of you, also known as the messenger of your Lord, right? Are you with me, people? And lucky is what? La is? For harf jar, thank you. With the harf, jazakallah khair. And the key would be ism. Ism majroor. Right? Amazing. Does that make sense, people? This is a this is a very important concept, right? And I asked you to do this because I was trying to get you to give you some practice of seeing how a word's status can change, right? Rabbu, Rabba, Rabbi, right? But it's changing for some other reason. Like, you know, here in Rasulu Rabbiki, you see this is connected to the word before. But that doesn't affect the fact that a pronoun can attach to it. Right? Okay, so we have this. Let's look at the situation where you have, this is two mudafs together, right? This is mudaf ilayhi times two. You can have an ism play multiple roles. For example, Rabbi in our example here is mudaf ilayhi let's write it like this. Rabbi is, number one, it is mudaf ilayhi for Rasulu. And then it is mudaf for what? Ki. Right? Mudaf and mudaf ilayhi times two. Let's look one more example. That's the last thing we'll do. I know you guys are tired. Where'd it go? This is a word that we will see in our study of Surah, Mulk, bi dhanbihim. But we've seen already one word, bi yadihi. Okay? The word? Which word? Bi yadihi. What does yad mean? Yad means hand. Yad is a ism, that's a peculiar ism. It has a third root letter that's not visible, okay? But it's an ism, all right? Don't you worry. B means what? B means, in this case, with, or sometimes it can mean in as well, right? Bismillah, in the name of Allah, or with the name of Allah. You see, both of them can be there, right? Amantu billah, I believe in Allah. Sometimes it has the meaning of in, sometimes with. Usually context will tell us. Okay, yad means what? Yadi means... Yadi means hand. And he means what? He is his. Okay? Bi yadihi would mean what? In his hand, right? In his hand. The hand is singular, by the way. Hand is singular. There's a plural for it that's a different word. So far, so good. Are you okay with this? Okay. I have harf jar. What's my harf jar? B. What's my ism majroor? Ya yadihi or yadi? Only yadi. Okay. Then I have yadi is also mudaf. Yadi is mudaf. Why is it mudaf? Because I have a pronoun that's attaching to a ism. And I have a pronoun that attaches to an ism. It is mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Just like rabbiki. Just like kitabuhu. So yadi is mudaf. And then my he. Is what? Pronoun. What is it? Mudaf ilayhi. Masha Allah, Masha Allah. Does that make sense, people? This is. Remember, I told you pronouns are your friends. Harf jar and mudaf. Alhamdulillah. This was the other thing we wanted to do, the two of them together. Two of our, you know, combined isms, mudaf mudaf ilayhi together, harf jar mudaf mudaf ilayhi together. This is there. We learned today about the pronouns as well, how our pronouns are when they are attaching themselves to isms. Last time we did attaching themselves to harf jar, and we said if it attaches itself to harf jar, it is a ism majrur. If it attaches itself to an ism, it is a mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. And today we saw examples of that. We practiced, alhamdulillah, quite a bit. You know, we wrote down kitab a bunch of times, right? Then we did the status, number, gender type. Figured out how that works. Then we figured out one of the most important things in our study, which is kitabi, my book, where the word does not change its tashkil to show its status, right? Status cannot be determined by tashkil. Kitabi remains and looks the same in all cases. Okay? And then we did this example. This activity. The last part of this activity, which we didn't do, unfortunately, because we ran out of time, was I was going to ask you to write my Lord in marfu, mansub, majrur. Can we just do that quickly before we finish off? If you don't mind. Just activity. Write my Lord. My Lord in status. Let's do my Lord, our Lord, in status marfu, mansub, and majrur. Okay, let's finish off with that, because I think really, you know, that would wrap it up nicely. Okay, let's start with marfu. Okay, how do I write my Lord marfu? It would be Rabbi, right? Rabbi. How would I write our Lord in marfu? Rabbuna. Rabbuna. All right. Mansub. My Lord. My Lord would be Rabbi. Yes. Our Lord. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. You see how it's mansub? Afil akhirati hasana. Majroor, Rabbi, or Majroor, my Lord. I gave that one away. Also, Rabbi, Majroor, our Lord, Rabbi na, mashallah. Now I want you to do alhamdulillah, right? Does that kind of make sense? Walillahil hamd. We'll do more of this practice, inshallah, in our tutorial. We'll do more of this, inshallah, next week as well. Alhamdulillah, I'm glad that you all are still sticking around and trying your best. May Allah make it easy for you. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Inshallah, I'll see you all on Saturday. Jazakumullah khairan. Wa sallallahu ala nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajmain. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.